Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is headed to Louisiana and Mississippi after tearing through Key West. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend, and let's keep our fingers crossed that this will be a much better week for many of our fellow Americans and our friends overseas, as we're still looking at interesting numbers for the coronavirus and seeing that there are more lockdowns outside of our borders, like Victoria in Australia, where you get to go out 1 hour a day, and if you shop, you have to go by yourself. And trust me, they're taking names and they're handing out fines. So let's jump first to the wildfires in the West, and boy, I'll tell you, now you've got at least 25 people who have died from the fires, and whether we're talking about Phoenix, Oregon, that was completely annihilated, or some of the other towns in Oregon. We're talking about air quality in Seattle, Washington, dubbed the worst in the world right now. People told not to go outside. Los Angeles, the same thing. And in San Francisco, they're seeing that too as well. So these are not great times for the West Coast whatsoever. And how difficult is it for those firefighters who are, you know, who are there on the front lines, so to speak, trying to do whatever they can, going from fire to fire, catching some Z's between, and a lot of volunteer firefighters from our nation who can get there are trying to get to the West Coast and help in whatever way they can. So it's no wonder when I read this story about, for the first time in a long time, there are more people leaving California than coming to California because of some of the things that certainly have happened that have been a very big turnoff, and fire is one of them. When you see these smoke plumes, unlike something you haven't seen before, it is scary. And knowing that those flames could be in your backyard in no time, and that's what's led to, I think, so many of these deaths, where people have no time. I mean, they have minutes to just jump in a car and get out, and that's it. I mean, you look at the Golden Gate Bridge, for goodness sake, and it's just covered with a drifty, smoky haze. And then the sky is kind of blood orange. It looks like a doomsday-type setting. So California's been bad before, but I don't think it's ever been that bad. I mean, this is an epidemic. From one tip of the state to the other tip of the state. When that many acres are being burned, when so many people are dying in fires, you look at, okay, what is this? What is causing this? Even before peak fire season got underway, widespread fires have forced evacuations from San Jose to Big Creek to the western slopes of the Sierra. So more than 3 million acres of land burned, 3,000 homes, specifically in California, 10 lives that they know of at this point. I mentioned the air quality. Los Angeles has the worst air quality in 3 decades because of the fires. I mean, they get it. They've done it before. They've had it before. But they say this is some of the worst. The mountains behind Santa Barbara County, that's where I used to live, they were burned by a thing called the Thomas Fire 3 years ago. It's worse. It's gray. It's brown. The tinder is ripe. It's awful. It's awful. Some of the worst that they have ever seen. And in Oregon, I mentioned this already, the fact that you have so many towns that have just been destroyed. I mean, just completely hammered. In Portland, same thing. Stay in your house. You don't have to go out. Don't go out. The air quality is terrible. You can't see in front of you. And there's no end in sight right now. And boy, could they use water. Desperately could they use water. Unfortunately, that's in the forecast maybe in the next day or two, which would be great. Because this would certainly help. The more, the better. The more that can be dumped. And having it dumped from helicopters is just not enough. Half of the rescues have been helicopter rescues. The people who were trapped back on Labor Day weekend. And here we're still dealing with even more fires. Then you've got these hurricane warnings. And Sally making way for New Orleans, a state of emergency declared in Louisiana and in Mississippi. And this tropical storm Sally, I looked at it on the satellite photo, and it's projected to become a hurricane before landfall. It's supposed to hit into New Orleans by Tuesday during the day. The storm surge could be anywhere from 11 to 20 inches of rain, right? So flooding rain is a major threat on the Gulf Coast and even a little bit inland. Damaging winds where the center comes across, totally expected. We just had this with Hurricane Laura. And now here we go again. And, you know, when you think of deaths caused by hurricanes, it's really the combo of the rainfall flooding, the storm surge, and the rip currents. So needless to say, a hurricane warning has been issued for parts of southeastern Louisiana, the Louisiana east to Mississippi-Alabama border, Lake Pontchartrain, the metropolitan area of New Orleans, and with hurricane condition, winds are 75 miles an hour or greater. And that's expected to hit by late Monday. Wow. Just looking at Grand Isle, looking at Biloxi in Mississippi, looking at even Panama City again. They always just seem to be right there. That whole curve could be hit by that. So we'll see. Because Sally is strengthening as it's getting closer and as it's ready to pounce down. 18 storms. This would be the 18th storm. The prediction was we were going to have a really bad hurricane season. That prediction has come true. I mean, it's come true, really. COVID-19, where are we with that? Because in the middle of this is what people are also grappling with. 194,000 people have died out of 6.5 million cases in the U.S. worldwide, 922,000 deaths, 28.9 million cases overall, 19.5 million people have recovered. There is talk that there could be a vaccine. Pfizer is saying it. They really tested all over the place globally. They feel like they could have an answer by the end of October. Don't know when they could get it to people. There are a lot of question marks there. So interesting, right? Hey, coming up next, this or that. Eric, our technical maestro, will join me, and we'll talk a little bit about this or that. Curious? Oh, stick around.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Remember, you can always rather send me your thoughts, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. We got our unofficial poll. We're just throwing out there. Prez get reelected, or is it Joe Biden? What say you, America? I'm curious to tap into the brain of this big audience and see what you're saying. Handicap it for us ahead of time. I think we're going to see a split. We see a lot of splits, which makes me happy because I think that means we probably have a good cross section of a lot of different kinds of people who listen to the show. Why not? Everyone's invited to the party. It's about the conversation we're having in our neighborhoods, whatever those conversations are, right? And we're trying to include everyone in the conversations, or at least I'm trying to include everyone in the conversations. All right, speaking of including people, let's bring in Eric, our technical maestro, as I call him, to the show for a little this or that.
Hey, what's up, Kate?
Hey, Eric. All right, did you have a good week?
I did, yeah. It was good.
I like how you say, I did, it was good.
It was great.
Okay, that's better. It was great.
No,
I like
it was,
that. It was great.
It was actually great. I actually went to the casino last night and won $74.
Did you feel safe in the casino?
Yeah, everyone was wearing masks. They made, I felt very safe. I won at the poker tables.
Were you playing 21 or what were you playing?
No, Texas Hold'em.
Oh, I love Texas Hold'em. You were playing Texas Hold'em. Nice.
Yeah, I won people's money and then left.
Okay, I've won. I'm getting up and I'm cashing in my chips. $74 is pretty good.
Better than losing, right?
It's better than losing, and poker is a slow play kind of thing. So if you make ridiculous big bets, that's usually when you lose them.
Yep.
Yeah, good
and
for
then,
you.
And you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
It's so true. And most people don't know. I lived in Vegas, so I know all about what you're talking about. Most people don't know that they get on that wild adrenaline rush and they start to win and then they lose it back and more.
Yep.
That's crazy. Cool. Well, I like that story. So you were at the casino and I was at the movies. We look at, in this or that, we look at two different things. Yeah, I sort of have a choice of one or the other. So there's a lot of conversation about Apple AirPods, and they're expensive, but now they're under $200 for the first time in forever. And Apple's got these just forever products. And some people listening could care less. They maybe don't even like Apple. There's something about the Apple Brigade. But if you are an Apple person and you had a choice between the Apple AirPods or the Apple Watch, which would you choose?
I actually don't know much about the AirPods, but, man, I would say the watch, but I can't wear anything on my wrists because they get annoying. So, I'll go with the pod.
Okay, so the pod are their earplug, you know, so you can listen to music, and they just don't have any wires or anything. And people that have them swear by them that, oh, it's the best, you can hear, the quality is so good, that whole thing, and somehow they stay in your ears and they don't fly out of your ears. But a lot of people rave about the pod. I would do the watch because I have the watch. So I was not a watch wearer. I had the same problem as you. I don't like things on my wrist. And they gave me, because of all their screw-ups or whatever, things they owed me, the phone company, I ended up getting one for nothing, basically. And it's turned out to be, yeah, so that's a good, right, that's where I'm going. And it worked out good, so when you're working out or just time-wise, you're using it as a timer, there's a zillion things you can do with it. And it's been pretty good, and it doesn't bother me on my wrist because the way the band is shaped and how it feels, it's not like a regular watch.
Sweet. Yeah.
Plus, it's waterproof.
Oh.
Yeah, it's waterproof, too.
Yeah, no worries, then.
Yeah, you dive in a pool, some crazy thing happens, somebody squirts you with water, whatever, well, you don't have to worry about it.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I'll definitely go with the watch, then.
The watch. Okay, so the watch is me, too. Vinyl versus CD. You have a choice between, and this seems so old school right now, but would you do CDs or would you do vinyl? Would you do records?
Vinyl, yeah.
And why vinyl?
Well, CDs are good, have good quality, too. It's not about too much about qualities, but vinyl has that sort of warmth, analog feel that sort of I can't explain it. It's just timeless, you know. And CDs are great, but yeah, vinyl's better.
Vinyl's better. Vinyl is selling more than CDs. So this year, vinyl sales have outpaced CDs in the U.S. for the first time since the 80s. Vinyl records accounted for $232 million worth of music sales in the first half of the year compared to CDs, which only brought in $129 million.
That makes sense.
Because people are going back in time. They're going, you know, what's old is new.
Well, I think they're realizing that vinyl's just more precious, you know. CDs, like the quality of when CDs first came out, were, you know, it was cool. But now we're in the digital era where vinyl is much more appealing than CDs, you know.
I think so, too. And I think that people have more time. So with the lockdowns, the whatever, with COVID-19, that there's something about messing around with the vinyl and getting that. So that's why I think that's part of it, too. The whole idea that you can play records and the sound and the nostalgia of it, and all of that, I can see why. I can see why that would be bigger.
Yeah, I think vinyl is much more, like, newer and foreign to, like, young people these days than than CDs are. So, like, it makes sense that they're more interested in that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. Airbnb or a hotel, which would you feel better about going to right now?
Right now, anywhere in the world.
Where anywhere in the world?
I would say Airbnb just because it's cheaper, and I've had good experiences with it.
Yeah, I like Airbnb better too because it's especially you can get a standalone, and that's what we did in the mountains, and it was really a song. It was good. It was inexpensive. It was beautiful. It was impeccably cleaned and everything else, and I felt safe. So, yeah, I'd say Airbnb, too.
Nice.
Definitely. That comes to this question. If you had a choice between one of two things, I mean, everything's paid for, of course, fly, get on an airplane and fly, or go to a movie, which, of course, I just did, which would you do?
I'd rather fly.
If you could fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, who knows with a fly? I know people that have flown. They say they feel good. They don't feel like they were in jeopardy in any way. Well, all right, here's for the...
I was going to say, my brother's a pilot. He actually brought to my attention last week or something that all the air that you're breathing in the airplane and the air is being circulated, I guess. So it's not as, like... confined as people think or something like that. So there's less.
He's saying it's better.
He's saying it's safer than you think as far as like, you know, the COVID.
Right, because that's the theory, is that you're near people, they could hack on you, something could happen, but he's saying, yeah, even with the system, don't think that. All right, most important, Dancing with the Stars versus The Masked Singer. You have no choice. You have to watch one of these shows for an entire season. Which one do you pick?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, me too. I can't watch the crazy Masked Singer. I'm and even Dancing with the Stars, I can only do so much of that. But I would watch that over The Masked Singer.
Sweet.
All right, once again, This or That in the books. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Lynn Williams. Interesting, because Lynn Williams has a book called Human Breeding, The Elephant in the Room, and talks about whether we like it or not, our personalities are traced back to our family, and it's important to know. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters in the West are gaining some ground against huge wildfires as the winds have died down. The air quality here in southern Oregon is horrific. It's suffocating just to be outside. And fog has mixed with the smoke. Visibility is down to 100 yards in some places. Many of my friends have set up donation centers to help thousands of people who lost their homes in the Alameda fire. Oregon Governor Kate Brown on CBS's Face the Nation.
This week alone, we burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas. And southern Oregon has been devastated.
At least 33 people have perished in the fires along the West Coast. This is USA Radio News. President Trump says he signed an executive order to lower drug prices. The order links U.S. drug prices to those of other nations, which he says will result in lower prices. He made the announcement while campaigning in Nevada, where he held a Latinos for Trump event in Las Vegas. The president telling the group that he's a better choice for Hispanics.
Joe Biden has spent 47 years betraying the Hispanic American community totally. Sending their jobs to China, raising taxes on their family and small businesses, making their communities less safe, attacking their values and trapping their children in failing government schools.
Tropical Storm Sally is hitting Florida. It's the 18th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center says the Florida Keys and South Florida is expecting heavy rain. The storm is heading toward the Gulf of Mexico and should become a hurricane by sometime late Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Wow, I've thought this for a long time, and somebody has actually put this into a brilliant book, actually two books. You know, we talk about why we have certain emotions and how can we control our emotions or how we don't control our emotions. And Victor Williams, you can hear him. He's in our virtual green room. He's in South Wales, and we're thrilled to have him. He's written the book we're going to really focus on, and we'll mention his other book, but is Human Breeding, The Elephant in the Room. And if you go to Amazon, you can get the book there. But if you look at it, you'll see, you know, an elephant on the book. The silhouette of that, and then a man and a woman, and they're sitting at a table. And it's so interesting and fascinating to look at when we go back. Why are we one way? Why are our emotions the way they are, and how do we have these flashpoints? And he and I had a great discussion about that off the air. So, Lynn, thank you so much for coming on the show. What drove you to write the book, Human Breeding, The Elephant in the Room?
I've always been interested in why people are so different. And when I was in primary school, there was a family near the school that had five children. And four of them were really scruffy and had the same sort of temperament about them. But one of them was always very clean, well-dressed, and so I found out later that she had a different father. So that's always been in the back of my mind. Why would she be so different with just one different parent? So anyway, I came to the conclusion that it's all down to her emotional state, and of course the emotional state of the other four. And of course, I came to the conclusion then that everyone is born with a certain amount of emotions, a certain number of emotions. The current number is 27, I think it's more than that myself. Still. And it got me really interested in the emotional state.
Which led you to do the book, and what did you find out about emotional state?
I wanted to tell everybody about it. I thought it was so important that we are born with all these emotions. Different people have different strengths of emotions, obviously, but we'd all have basically the same number of emotions. So I just wanted to tell everybody about it so that it would help them in life and to understand why they behave the way they do if they don't control these emotions. And this is basically where I was coming from. This is why I wrote the book, to hopefully help a lot of people in life, and say to understand themselves.
And that's everything. Understanding yourself and why you react, I think, a certain way. And you say it. I mean, if you look at the book, you talk about this. You say, whether we like it or not, and I suspect most won't, we can only be a percentage of our father and a percentage of our mother. We cannot possibly be anything else. If we had a different mother or father, which you talked about the family, we would have different looks and personality, a different person. And you talk a lot about, we would like to believe that we are true individuals, but this is an impossibility as we inherit our emotions from our parents, as is now generally accepted. And here's the key thing that we're talking about. Emotions will strengthen or weaken depending on the environment we're raised in. And you give examples, and you gave us the example of what you noticed as a child. And it's so fascinating to me that led you to do this book. And then the follow-up book, which is Controlled by Our Inherited Emotions, If We Let Them. So for people who are listening to this, what can you do? You have these inherited emotions, and you're talking about that in human breeding, that this is why we are how we are. What can we do about the stuff we don't like?
This is the key. To hesitate. When you've got an emotion, if you have a very strong emotion especially, is to hesitate and question it and think through the consequences of it before you make a decision on where you're going to go with it.
Yeah, so really you're saying with hesitate, I like that, pause and hesitate and see why you're feeling a certain way. And you and I talked about this off the air. So often that split second, that moment or minutes can lead to disaster in someone's life, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's so important. You know, it may be trivial decisions which you've come across before and you don't even have to think about this, you know, assuming you've got it right in the first place. But to say, when you've got important decisions to make, or if you're confronted by somebody who's obnoxious, you know, you've got to control that emotion and think it through before you act against it or act with it.
Yeah, exactly, because whatever that is, it's touched something off in you.
Yep,
and
exactly.
And we're talking about this, of what you hope the impact is, but obviously you wanted to help people. I feel that you want to have that impact. And is that the impact you hope this book will have on a lot of people and the subsequent book as well?
Yeah.
That they'll be able to control their emotions?
Exactly, exactly. But I think if they can understand where they come from, they'll be more likely to control them, because they perhaps don't like the idea that they've had the emotions from their parents. It depends what the relationship was with their parents. but as I say, they then could control, obviously, because they understand better where they're coming from.
Yeah. What was it like for you delving into this deeper? Was this, I would have to imagine it was, you uncovered things, it had to be interesting, it also had to open your eyes to some of maybe what has happened in your life. Was this an interesting process for you to write these books?
Well, I had a very good upbringing, to be honest. I had a great mother and father, so I didn't have any problems in that respect. And perhaps that's why I can talk about it better than perhaps some people. I don't know. That's an interesting question. But, yeah.
Well, you can pick it. I think that's the key. You could pick it out in other people. And maybe because you had that upbringing that you felt was safe and a good upbringing and all of that, you could see it in other people. I think when you're raised that way, you don't understand. You look around and say, wow, this is foreign to me.
Yeah, because I was brought up in a small village, I knew the parents of my friends and whatever, and I could see the mannerisms in the children, in the parents, vice versa.
Right.
So I was very fortunate, really. I was brought up in a very close community. Everybody was your friend and, you know, our relation. And I think that helped me see what was happening around me. You know, the this emotional hereditary stuff. You could see it in the children of the parents, you know, by studying the books.
Oh, yeah. And I believe, like, as we're sitting here talking about this, that this is what led you down this path. And thank goodness, because there's so many people that could be helped by this. And the book that we're speaking about right now is Human Breeding, The Elephant in the Room, Lynn Victor Williams, BA. That's how you'll find it on Amazon. And the subsequent book, Controlled by Our Inherited Emotions, If We Let Them, is also fascinating. And it's the second part in a sense of this. So you felt like when you went through the one book, there was more to say, and there was more exactly to tell people what to do.
The second book, I put Lynn Williams for some reason. Anyway,
but that's okay. So we know how to find it. But in the second book, you talk more about that. You talk even more about the emotions and not letting them control you, right?
Yeah. Can I go back in there? I missed out something.
Sure.
You know, you don't blame your parents for this stuff. I mean, they've only had it inherited to them. So, you know, you can't clear your conscience by blaming your parents, because you've got an independent brain which will override, or should override, emotion, well, 99% of the time. Except when we lose our temper, it's a bit difficult then. Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
No, that's good that you explained that. So that people realize blame doesn't help you. It's knowing why you are the way you are, so you can help yourself move forward with it. And that's how your book is. Your book is about that. It's about helping. It's about moving forward. And in closing this, you had a great Greek saying, I think, that sums it all up. Will you tell us the saying?
Yeah, sure. This is a letter which was sent by the Greek philosophers to Seneca, who was a philosopher of the Emperor of Rome. Right, inverted commas. That which is implanted and inborn can be toned down by training, but not overcome. Whatever is assigned to us by the terms of our birth and the blend in our constitution will stick with us no matter how hard or how long the soul may have tried to master itself. But the important word there is training. That's the key word there. You've got to train yourself to think logically, to override these poor emotions.
I love that.
Of course, we got good emotions as well, obviously.
Right. It's not all, it's like we said, it's not all negative, certainly not. And it's about moving forward. Human Breeding, Elephant in the Room, Lynn Victor Williams, BA. Check it out. It's great. Get it on Amazon. Thanks for speaking with us.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Eight New York City, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town, a little bit too rugged, you and me.
The California governor ordered 40 million to lock down. There's 10 million in Los Angeles. One of them, Milan Vukovic, joins us. He started what has been just an incredible product for so many people, and I believe in this product as well because I've seen it myself. I've seen what it's done for me. The Tejibo Tea Club, and we talk about the original Paul, Pure Paul called the Arco at Tehebo Tea, and you hear certainly those spots in this show and my Her Story feature and whatnot. So he joins us now. It's been a while since we've talked to him, and I'm glad to catch up with him. Milan, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing really pretty well. The Tehebo Tea Club is as busy as it can be, as you can imagine, especially with everything that's going on with the virus. And fortunately, all our families at the Tehebo Tea Club are safe, and hopefully you and your family are likewise.
We are safe, and thank goodness. And I think you told me that you've got a son, right, that went to UCLA or is going to UCLA, so he would be in the middle of all that.
Oh, yeah, he's a third-year student at UCLA, and they shut down UCLA about 2 weeks ago and started having only online classes. And this week is the finals week for them. And so they're taking their classes online and their finals online. And then their next quarter starts up in 2 weeks. The UCLA is on a quarter system, not in a semester system. So they do three quarters rather than two semesters. Anyway, they get a week off and they come back for the third quarter. That's all going to be online. They found that recently. So it's going to be a new experience for them, and they're under lockdown as well. Now, fortunately, my son doesn't live in the dorms, so
right.
He's not quite as exposed. The dorms hold 12,000 kids, and most of them are two or three kids to a dorm room.
Yeah, so that's why they have to do that. There's no doubt it was smart that they took that action even before this whole lockdown, because that would be too tight a quarters and too many possibilities. That whole social distancing wouldn't work. For people who don't know the story, how did your journey start? How did you start the Tehebo Tea Club? How did that all happen?
Well, at colon pancreatic cancer in 1998, he was given 2 months to live, because on the pancreas are very limited therapies that they can try. They don't operate on a pancreas. Today, they operate very limited if it's on the tip of the pancreas or something like that. In my dad's case, that wasn't an option. My dad's tumor on his pancreas was the size of a half a brick, and I was called and told to put his affairs in order. So, and he looked like he was going to pass. He's normally a man of 180 pounds. He was down to 120. So I started planning a funeral and called friends and family and said, hey, listen, if you want to see Dad, you might want to come and see him now. And people started coming. Friends of ours, they brought the tea with them. And they said, this tea healed our brother from cancer. So I'm looking at these people like they're Martians or something, because my father was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world. It was bigger than Boston, and nobody was saying anything except for planning a funeral. But I'm polite to the people. They left, and my dad figured, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference? I'm drinking water, I'm drinking tea. I got to drink something anyway. So he starts drinking the tea. 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find any cancer. My dad's been cancer-free now for over 21 years. He turned 87 last October 10th. So, and at the age of 87, not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health that he continues to drug, and he really does still cut my grass, which I'd be embarrassed about if it wasn't for the fact that he's doing it, and I know it's good for him.
Wow, that's such a crazy story. And so obviously you see this, and you just decide, I'm changing careers because I can't believe it.
What happened was this, was that I actually wasn't changing careers, and that's why it's called the Tehebo Tea Club. And the reason that I started it was to be able to have the pure product available, which is not available at the stores or on the Internet or that sort of thing. I mean, this country is crazy. I mean, you can't even buy real honey. They pasteurize it. Why on earth would you pasteurize something
right. That,
you know, you can stick in a barrel and it'll last for 2,000 years? Or same thing with olive oil. You can't buy real olive oil at the stores. So I started just to have the pure product available, and I called the Tehebo Tea Club because I wanted to share information with people. You know, my dad's case I could share, other people would share their cases with us, and that's exactly what happened. Now, it did turn into a business and into a career because people started having phenomenal success. Not a week by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of a miraculous success: bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, you name it. And not a day goes by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of a success, but it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. And obviously, you saw it, you've seen it, and you've now seen it for a long time since you've been involved in this. And that's got to be the rewarding part, is the people sharing the stories. And that's why we're involved. I love hearing those stories. And I wanted the listeners to hear that story again. And so, you know, we don't know what's happening with COVID-19. But anything that helps your immune system, to me, and especially with things that you've seen, I think is a good deal, because I've seen it myself. Do you think that?
Any tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So those benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things that it normally has to contend with. Now, for the last month or so since the coronavirus started, I've been getting phone calls, people asking me, you know, is it effective against the coronavirus? And I have to tell them, listen, I think it will be, although I don't have any direct knowledge yet, because the tea is effective against all kinds of viruses, including the common cold virus. For example, I haven't caught a cold in 10 years just because when I start feeling my throat getting constricted, I just drink a glass an hour of the tea for 4 or 5 hours at night before I go to sleep. By tomorrow morning, I don't have a cold. We also know it's effective to get rid of the flu. And not only that, even herpes and HIV virus. Well, the coronavirus, as they're telling us, has something like 3 components to it, strain of the HIV virus. So I've been telling everybody that, you know, because of its antibody.
Right, because that's part of it.
And
I know what you're saying.
Every 2 months, it should work for the coronavirus, and just today, we actually got our first confirmation that it does work for the coronavirus.
Wow, because somebody called up and they had that, and that's what they said?
Right. This lady in Montana ordered the tea 2 weeks ago, and she has lupus, and that's why she was buying the tea. The same day that she got the tea, she also tested positive for the coronavirus. And started drinking the tea, and her symptoms went away. She got retested 2 days ago, and she's now negative. But what's also truly amazing was her old mother lives with her, and she's drinking the tea along with her in the house, and she never got the virus.
Wow. All right, so I think there's no question about it. It's certainly not going to hurt anyone out there, and it's, again, what we talk about, the purity of the tree, which is what makes such a big difference. Thank you so much, Milan Vukovic. Take care, my friend.
God bless all of you and all the work that you're doing. Thanks for having me on.
And all of you, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. As I'm fond of saying, mahalo, everybody.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.